Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Madluck. Batting second. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hector Cruz. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Sadek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Montefusco. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John Montefusco. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesu. Batting second. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Roberts. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Roberts. And now, play ball. Bill Madluck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madluck hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Biedner. Madluck reaches second base with a double. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Madluck moves to third. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Madluck scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes DeJesu. The throw from Sadek and he is safe. DeJesu steals second. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. DeJesu moves to third. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. DeJesu scores. White moves to third. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mercer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. Buckner moves to third. Mercer moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Biedner hits a line drive into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buckner tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Cubs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mercer moves to third. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Herndon hits a line drive towards short. DeJesu reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of 3-2. LeMaster strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Sadek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Sadek hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Montefusco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kelleher hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Madlock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Roberts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 3-2. DeJesu is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeJesu takes first base on 4. Roberts moves to second. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 0-0. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a pop-up towards the mound. Montefusco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clark for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mercer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mercer takes first base on 4. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Biotner is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Biotner hits a fly ball towards left. Cruz catches it and throws to second to double up Mercer, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. 2 outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mercer throws the ball into DeJesu, who tags Herndon trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cruz moves to third. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. LeMaster is 0-for-1 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LeMaster for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher bunts towards the mound. Montefusco fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. One out. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roberts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. DeJesu is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. DeJesu hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberts moves to second. John Curtis now pitching. Vic Harris now playing shortstop. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Curtis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sadek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sadek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Madlock moves to third. Evans moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Clark reaches second base with a double. Madlock scores. Evans scores. It's Giants, 4, Cubs, 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mercer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mercer strikes out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Biotner hits a pop-up into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a pop-up towards short. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott juggles the ball. That's an error on Scott. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtis bunts towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Cruz moves to second. Two outs. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sadek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sadek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Roberts bunts in front of the plate. Sadek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan De Jesus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kelleher moves to second. Ivan De Jesus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. De Jesus is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. De Jesus takes first base on ball 4. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris misplays the ball. That's an error on Harris. De Jesus moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mercer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Biotner is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Lavelle covering, for the out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rader hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rader for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Hector Cruz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cruz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lavelle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Vale pinch hits for Dave Roberts. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Terry Whitfield now playing left field. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vale strikes out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Lynn McLaughlin now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill pinch hits for Mike Sadek. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Hill now catching. Jerry White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. White is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner bunts towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Madlock covering, for the out. White moves to second. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mercer is walked intentionally. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Biotner is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Madlock moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Madlock scores. Evans moves to third. It's 5-4, Giants. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McCovey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Evans scores. Clark moves to second. It's 6-4, Giants. Mike Ivey pinch hits for Randy Moffitt. Donnie Moore now pitching. Jim Dwyer pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ivey strikes out. There goes Clark. The throw from Rader and Clark is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Dwyer now playing first base. Charlie Williams now pitching. Dave Rader batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Scott is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rader moves to third. Greg Gross pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Scott steals second. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rader tags and scores. One out. It's 6-5, Giants. Gene Kleins pinch hits for Donnie Moore. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kleins takes first base on ball 4. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris misplays the ball. That's an error on Harris. Scott scores. Kleins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Giants, 6, Cubs, 6. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 6. The Giants will come to bat. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Greg Gross now playing center field. Manny Trillo now playing second base. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Herndon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Trillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Whitfield. The throw from Rader and he is out, Trillo applying the tag. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Biotner bunts towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Mercer moves to second. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Rader is walked intentionally. Rodney Scott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Scott is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Mercer moves to third. Rader moves to second. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gross is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mercer tags and scores. 2 outs. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.